David Dorman, DAVID DORMAN, 12/5/59, two complaints, cough number one, congestion number two. I need follow-up on my prostate cancer, number three, COPD, number four, excessive smoking, number five. I need follow-up for my carotid stenosis, number six, leg pain, symptoms of intermittent claudication, next number. That is supposed to urgent care visit on the 12th of this month where he received steroids. It didn't help him. They didn't give him any antibiotics. Next number, his wife, his significant other is a hospice nurse and has requested antibiotic to be given to him. This is a 65-year-old gentleman, works for drug abusers and drug users, very active, smokes but doesn't drink alcohol, hasn't been able to quit smoking for some time, even though he's been trying. He's been married before, he has children, but currently he's single and has a significant other. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Allergy, none. COVID immunizations, up to date. Medications, none. Social, as above. Family history, both mom and dad lived to they were 98, 99 years old. Today he weighs 176 pounds, no significant change. 96%, 97.7, 16, 78, 123 over 72. Heart positive, positive two, lungs, few bronchi, otherwise shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft, TMs are red, first pharynx is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is bronchitis. Next one is COPD. Next one is chest x-ray shows severe COPD with flattening the diaphragm. Next number, no sign of pneumonia. Next number, breathing treatment here in the office with albuterol was very successful in opening his airways and making him feel like he can breathe again. Next number, levocoin 750, numbers 10. Next number is albuterol solution to be used in his nebulizer machine. Next one is as far as the carotid stenosis is concerned. We looked at his carotid again today. He does have a large arthroma and almost a 50% or greater occlusion on the right side. Needs a CTA ordered. Next number, he status post prostatectomy. Hasn't had a PSA for years. Check PSA now. Next number, leg pain. Moderate to severe PVD noted. Next number, must quit smoking. Next one is pre-lidemia, no sign of DVT. Next one is arm pain related to PVD as well. Next one is palpitation, resulted symptoms of palpitation, alerted us to do an echocardiogram. The echocardiogram shows RVH with possible, most likely pulmonary hypertension related to smoking. Next number, aorta also shows evidence of blockage, but no evidence of aneurysm. Next number, history of prostate cancer. Next one is lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is come back next week. Next one is test blood work, including testosterone and CBC, CMP, cholesterol, lipid, LDL. Thank you. And PSA.